We're going to transition to focusing on the group project. And how many of you were able to see who's in your group? Does anyone not know what group they're in? Okay, good. I have a list. So the group project, the aim of it is to be very practical and even something that when you go on the job market or when you're interviewing, they say, well, what's your experience? In addition to your work experience, you can say at the outcome of this project is that, well, one of the things I've done is that I conducted a diversity audit of an organization, and I came up with a proposal and recommendations for not only evaluating how they're doing at achieving and managing diversity, but also recommendations for how to leverage diversity to advance the goals of the organization. And I guarantee you, in the interview, the person interviewing you will be interested in that. They will say, oh, what did that mean, or what did you do, or what were your findings? It's just going to be an inherent conversation starter in your interview when they ask you that random question of, well, what experience do you have? Just by doing a quick search of the internet of companies promoting and valuing diversity and yet still trying to figure it out. So they have all these flashy promotions and yet they're still trying to figure out how to achieve diversity, how to manage that diversity, and ultimately how to leverage that diversity. There's a video, promotional video that Boeing put out that is one example of this movement to help the organization be more diverse and to attract a more diverse workforce.
I am diversity at Boeing.
We are diversity at Boeing.
I am diversity at Boeing.
Diversity is important to the Boeing company because it's who we are. We are a company that values people.
Diversity helps us build these great airplanes.
Having a diverse workforce with Boeing improves our products and that we are utilizing all of the skills of all of our people.
The message is clear, and I think everyone is understanding that we all are diversity at Boeing.
So definitely one of the things when you are interviewing for a company, definitely do a search and see what their diversity initiative is so you can get a sense of what's their take on it, where are they at on along that continuum of embracing diversity, or maybe diversity isn't on their radar. So for the group project, I'm going to give you an overview of what it's going to entail and then give you time to discuss in your groups. And so right now, get in your groups, and you're going to be in your groups for the remainder of the class. So just grab your stuff, and we'll basically go group 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I'll walk you guys through the project. Basically, it's a semester-long project, and the basic overview is that as a group, you'll select an organization, so either a community organization, private sector, public sector, nonprofit type of organization, or a campus organization. And the main goal is to assess how well it's doing at achieving, managing, and leveraging diversity, and then provide recommendations for improvements in each of these areas. So basically, you're going to act as a consultant, going in and evaluating and then providing recommendations for the organization. The first thing that you're going to do is figure out which organization you're going to evaluate. And I would say what definitely has to have at least some level of diversity along some dimensions. So you can't just go into an all-white male organization and assess how it's doing at managing and leveraging diversity. So it needs to have some level of diversity. It also can't just be a purely social organization or like internal, but it has to have either customer base, client base, or constituents. So you could do like the athletic department at IU because they have a customer base of people attending the athletic programs or attending their sports camps or watching it on TV. The organization also has to have at least 20 full-time employees. So you can't just have an organization of 3 or 5 people because you don't have enough people to manage a certain level of diversity. If you want to do something like a nonprofit organization, they don't necessarily need to have 20 employees. They could have a board of directors, an active board of directors, or if you do like a church, they have a volunteer leadership team that meets regularly. You know, I don't want to restrict it to just paid employees, but it has to be people who are meeting on a regular basis, doing strategic planning, and working together towards a common goal. And then you have to get the permission from a leader in the organization. So it doesn't have to be the CEO, but it has to be someone who's going to help you gather your data and get your information and give you access to the other employees. So you're going to have to basically go to them with this sheet or something like this and say, hey, I have this assignment and I was wondering if I could have your organization be the one that we study. And you can ask them if they want it to be confidential or not. You could say I could, you know, give you your organization a pseudonym so that it doesn't have to be disclosed who you are. Or they might say, oh, no, it's fine. It'd be good promotion for us, for you guys to disclose who you are. And then the next bullet point is decide which dimensions of diversity you want to analyze. So, you know, you could do gender or race, or you could do things like disabilities. You could do whether U.S.-born or immigrants. You know, think about all the different dimensions, but I want you to pick at least four that you're going to analyze, that you're going to assess on. And then with that, you're going to analyze specific organizational practices or outcomes. So practices would be like recruiting practices, managing practices, strategic planning or leadership development or evaluation, and then outcomes. Outcomes are, you know, if it's customer base or profit or innovation, you know, whatever outcome you want to measure, you need to come up with three different outcomes that you want to assess the company on. And then with that is determining the criteria, what is success? So if you're assessing how they're doing at achieving diversity, you have to say, well, what is the metric for success? So how can you decide whether or not they're actually being successful at what they're doing? You need some sort of metric or measurement. And same with, are they being successful at managing diversity, and are they being successful at leveraging diversity? And then the deliverable that you'll be providing is a professional report. I think it's a total of 5 pages, so it's not exhaustive. It's a memo. It's basically you want your client to actually read it, and it's going to be broken down into 1-page summaries of, like, here's the overview of the literature, here's the data and the methods that we use to collect and analyze the data, and then here's the results of our analysis, and here's our recommendations. So it's very much, you are consultants, you're being hired to conduct a diversity audit for this organization, and you're going to have a deliverable for them. So there's going to be a written deliverable, but then there's also going to be a formal presentation where you'll do a 15-minute PowerPoint presentation, and it's, again, you'd be as if you'd be presenting it to the board of directors of the organization or the leadership team. And in fact, you know, it'd be great if some of the people, especially the leader that you're working with, could come the day that you do your presentation, just because that would give it a more richness, that it'd be real. And then the last part of the deliverable is leading a 15-minute discussion on some aspect of the report. So it'd almost be like doing a diversity training or some sort of exercise that you would lead the rest of the class in of something related to your findings. So if you're like, hey, we're really struggling in this area, so we've sort of come up with this exercise that we want to lead the class in, and we want you guys to participate in this. So it'd be almost like how you would train employees or how you would do some type of developmental thing with the people in your organization. So I guess the first part would be is just start brainstorming amongst your group, like organizations that you're connected with, and, you know, as you initially hear about this project, what are potential organizations that you could see yourself doing the audit for? So start brainstorming what organizations you'd want to study. Okay, so what are some of the organizations that come to mind for you?
Recreational sports.
I'm in this, like, professional speech club. It's called Toastmasters.
Uh-huh. Is it just IU people, or is it Bloomington?
It's Bloomington. They also have one at Kelly.
Okay, nice. What did you guys come up with?
I work at the YMCA, so I mentioned that one.
Okay. What about you guys?
I'm interning at a nonprofit called Life Design right now.
Life Design?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They're direct service providers.
Of what services?
I guess they provide, like service for, like, the homeless community, where they build, like, townhomes for them and help provide, like an agenda for them to, like, fill out to maintain, like, their housing and, like, make sure they're keeping up with, I mean, like, working and, like, learning new skills.
Hmm.
And they also, like, provide, like, class modules to, like, physically, mentally handicapped people to help maintain their, like, way of life without constant monitoring.
Hmm. Great. That's good. Do you guys have an organization that comes to mind?
We're thinking about doing City Hall.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't know if we do a specific department yet, but maybe something within it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What about you guys back here?
I set up a residence hall.
Uh-huh.
Like RAs and stuff, people who work in the residence hall.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Are we doing local then?
I think it would be easier to do a local one because you have to gather data, but I'm open to being creative. So the three segments are achieving diversity, managing diversity, and leveraging diversity. I think I heard someone say, well, how are we going to get this information? Part of it is just breaking down those three things into more consumable items. So like when you think about achieving diversity, what are aspects of achieving diversity that you could evaluate an organization on?
Something like having the employee, amount of employees, like if they have like 50% white, 20% like black, 30% Hispanic, if it reflects their customer base as well.
Okay, so that would be one way of almost assessing a criteria for success, is does it represent their client base for your organization? Okay, that's good. What other practices related to achieving diversity could you be gathering information on? Olivia?
I think recruiting in general, so hiring. How many people or what types of people are interviewing, as well as who actually comes on to the job.
Yeah. So even, what applications are coming in, and then of those applications, which ones get, that could be an interesting thing of like, okay, would you mind giving us access to all the people who filled out an application in the last year and gathering confidentially, sort of just do a quick audit of, okay, they had 100 people apply for a job. So like the residence halls, again, I don't know if you'll be able to get this data, but that's one option. Or you could ask them, can you give us information of, here's the four dimensions of diversity that we're interested in, and we'd like to know of the people who applied, what proportion were in the social category, and then look of the people who were actually hired, was there any disparity in who applied compared to who was actually hired? That could be one way of analyzing and assessing how they're doing at achieving diversity. And even one step before that would be, how did they advertise the job? What lanes did they go through to advertise the job and make it known to people? What other aspects of achieving diversity could you look at for an organization? Think about when you even applied for your job, what were some of the components of getting a job that you remember?
Cover, resume, interview process, or no?
Uh-huh. And related to that is, who conducts the interviews for your organization? Or if you're at the Spia Ganza, who is at the table representing your organization, promoting the organization? That could be another. So it's sort of, at least in the achieving part, is thinking through three different organizational practices, whether it be the application process, the promotion process of promoting your organization or doing the job fair type of thing. It could be how the interviews are conducted, where they're conducted, who conducts them, what questions are asked. Any other things with achieving diversity that you can think of?
I was just thinking with Toastmasters, I'm just trying to think of how we're going to analyze it, because anybody who wants to join it can join. But I think we do a great job of diversity because we have so many different countries represented. I'm just trying to think of how we're going to analyze, because it's not like you have to fill out an application and pay your dues, and that's pretty much it. But.
Well, and Toastmaster might be more challenging because there isn't a customer base, there isn't really a client base, and the constituency is pretty self-selecting.
Right.
It's people who want to build their public speaking skills.
Right.
So that might be just a little bit challenging because it's a very niche organization, and they don't have a mandate, they don't have this sort of moral mandate of like, we want to help the whole world become excellent public speakers. Like, they're not out evangelizing Toastmasters. They're just like, this is a social group that's for leadership development skills. But, but they might have part of their mission that we really want to make this available, especially to people where English is a second language, and we want to be a place where people can gain public speaking skills.
Well, one thing is we have our club officers on one of them.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are American white people.
Mm-hmm.
you know, none of the people from other countries really are club officers, and I found that kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Why aren't they in leadership positions as well?
Yeah. So I think a part of it with any of your organizations is, what is the mission of the organization? And if the mission has some sort of thing where we're trying to do outreach or trying to bring in a broader base of people, then that's where diversity would actually matter. There's some organizations that just, this is our group and we're kind of fine with who's here, and you know, other people are welcome, but we're not going to go out of our way to bring them in. In terms of managing diversity or navigating social differences, what are some organizational practices? It's the internal operations of the organization that you could measure or assess. What are some things related to managing diversity?
Are we looking at just the employees, or the employees and the clientele whenever we're...
It would be both. Say with the YMCA, you have the employees, but then you also, they're always interacting with the customers, and they're also trying to create programs that appeal to everyone in Bloomington. Part of managing would have to incorporate the client base.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because we have a lot of disabled individuals who come in, who use our services. So a lot of us have been in meetings talking about how to, I guess, deal with some of the issues that come with that. Like, we have a lot of people who, their maturity level is very low, and they don't know how to react to certain situations. So we have a lot of issues surrounding that, employees have to go through.
Yeah, so now, and are any of the employees people with disabilities?
No, not that I know of, that's made aware.
So if there were, like, say there was an employee that had a disability, and you're thinking about, yeah, we just, you know, we just hired someone 3 months ago who's in a wheelchair, and we used to do a retreat every fall where we would go up into the mountains and go hiking and for team building, and this one person couldn't come. Or we actually changed it and we made it, we accommodated for them, or we actually still did it, but we created a creative way to involve this person. So it's like, that would be an assessment of incorporating differences. So yeah, for, say, leadership development, how are you managing diversity when it comes to developing your leaders or developing people to be leaders? Just, again, think about your own experience with an organization, and in what ways are your organizations, are the people managed, and how could that intersect with social differences? What are some management practices that you're aware of? How is scheduling done? Like, what hours you're supposed to work? You know, if there's social differences, if you have single parents and, you know, the best time for them to work is when their kids are in school versus at 9 o'clock at night when no one can be at home to watch their kids, is that taken into account as you're scheduling hours that people are supposed to work? Or sick leave. You know, a lot of times a person needs sick leave not because they're sick, but it's because their child is sick, and so they need to take off work because their child's sick, or they're caring for an elderly parent, and so they need to claim a sick day, not because they're sick, but because of their social circumstances. You know, a lot of times you might not bump up against these management policies, but thinking through, well, what if I was someone in a different social position? How could these management practices adversely affect me? Or at least I'd want it to be known, hey, this is something that is more challenging for me. I know it's just sort of an assumed thing and it's just sort of business as usual, but it actually has a fairly adverse effect on me, and actually, without much inconvenience, we could adjust it or shift it so that it's more accommodating to my situation. So one could be language differences, or one could be access to technology. Just any type of internal practice that's just sort of an assumed way of this is how business is run, how could that be putting certain groups at a disadvantage or making it difficult for them to thrive in the organization because of an assumed practice? Another one could be retention. You know, so what are ways that you're focused on retaining or keeping employees? Like, I use the example of Olivia, where she was just exhausted because of the increased demands that were put on her because of her unique social position and how she was sort of always being called upon to do extra work. The last category would be leveraging diversity. So think about the organization that you picked. What are some of the key organizational outcomes that are important to your organization? So with like rec sports, what are the outcomes that they care about? Who said rec sports? Okay.
Who participates, I guess.
Okay, so the number of participants. What other outcomes?
Wait, so are you talking about leveraging diversity within the organization's purpose or within their employee base?
Within their purpose. So every organization has a goal or a mission, something that they're trying to accomplish. For rec sports, it's number of people, but there's probably others. Like, what other things within rec sports? What's their mission? Is it just people should play, or...?
Their mission is to connect and promote healthy and active lifestyles
for
all participants.
Okay.
So I guess there's ways to gauge that, maybe looking at who's involved in different classes or...
Mm-hmm.
They provide nutritional, like, counseling to people, maybe, like, tracking progress that way or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a very quantifiable one is how many students participated in the programs, but then also, you know, there's different health status of students, and is the rec sports only being effective at recruiting the athletes, or have they actually created some creative ways to engage the less physically active people? Because I bet you the people who work for rec sports are physically active as well, and so it's a selection process of who they're recruiting, but if they're thinking about if their customer base or client base is the entire campus, and their goal is to increase physical activity and healthy lifestyle amongst all students, what students aren't coming? Who's not here? And they might not be interested in basketball, but they might be interested in a walking club or something that's maybe not the traditional intramural sport or a non-competitive sport, you know, something of that nature. This is what we'll do. I want you guys to go back into your groups and talk about just the mission and goals of the organization. And what come up with like some very tangible outcomes that you could measure within your organization. Let's go, we'll start with group six. What are some of the outcomes? Remind us of the organization and some of the outcomes.
Well, we're still kind of debating on organization, but if we did like the police department of Bloomington,
uh-huh.
Like a mission for them would be providing safety for everyone,
mm-hmm.
no matter, you know, if they're a citizen or white or black. Or,
yeah.
And then I would say another mission of the police department would be to at least somewhat try to be representative of the population that you're protecting.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh. Yeah.
Those are a couple things.
Yeah. You think about the goals of an organization, you just sort of think profit. But even for the private sector organizations, they have other bottom lines that they're aiming for. And especially if you do something public sector or nonprofit, there's a much broader goal and mission of the organization. What about, did you think of an organization?
Like, I just don't know. Figured out like what ours was.
Uh-huh, what'd you guys come up with?
This marketing company called Hannafin.
Uh-huh.
In Bloomington.
And what do they do?
They like, whenever you're like on Facebook or on a website, they like are the people who like take your tracking history and like put those ads on.
Uh-huh.
Like your webpage.
Yeah.
So like if you're looking for like Oakley sunglasses, like they have a contract with them that say Oakley pays them to track all the people that are searching them and put it on their
mm-hmm.
actual.
Yeah. Cool. They're local here then.
Yeah.
Wow. In the back.
I think we're switching from Toastmasters. We're,
okay. Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, part of this process is just to get you start thinking, and you know, it's fine if you don't end up doing the organization that you pick. But
we were thinking of the study abroad office.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's criteria
yeah.
to meet, and we're just curious, is it mostly Americans who are going to study abroad, or are any of these international students who are coming over here then deciding to study abroad
together? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what their criteria
yeah.
goes through.
Is the study abroad office, is it just SPIA's, or you're talking the IU one?
I mean, there is one through SPIA, but then there's also one near the library down the hill.
Uh-huh.
That's overall for the whole university.
Yeah. So you could look at, you know, is it more the people in the social sciences or the humanities or the professional schools? You know, there's diversity along that, you know, it opens up doors for different dimensions of diversity.
Right.
you know, what's the financial aid status of the students who are going, or what are the scholarships that are available and who takes them? City Hall?
So we were just looking at some of the departments within City Hall, and we're thinking either Community and Family Resources or Parks and Rec. Would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and what are some of the outcomes that you could think of?
Well, Community and Family Resources, we're just thinking it relates directly to diversity and how well they're going to be able to reflect the diversity within Bloomington. So outcomes would be just making, like, forming a community and making people feel comfortable here in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like Parks and Rec more specifically with like parks.
Mm-hmm.
But Community and Family Resources would be more broad.
Yeah. Well, and so even with that project or with any of your projects, a part of it is going to be gathering baseline data. So you'd say, what is the age distribution of people in Bloomington? Like, you know, what age categories? What's the racial distribution of people in Bloomington? What's the class distribution? Even things like, what proportion of the population speaks Chinese only? You know, you might have this great broad initiative of, like, we're going to make it multilingual, but then realize, well, pick Vietnamese, but the Vietnamese population here is very small, and most of them speak English. Or, you know, so, but part of the background work is gathering all that data. It doesn't have to be everything, but it's sort of what are the dimensions that you're looking at, and then finding out what that data is. Your guys' group, life design, if you do life design, or what other organization?
Yeah, that was kind of just one of the first things that popped into
Sure.
our, we're kind of the same boat, too, but something for, like, life designs, you know, we could see, for instance, the low-income housing, the houses they build, you know, for homeless people, you know, what type of people they're looking for, or, you know, even more diverse than that, like single families,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, both parents, or, you know, different races. We can see exactly what, you know, they're going for,
mm-hmm.
and what their goals are, and the diverse, you know.
Yeah, well, and part of that is, like, what is the social composition of the homeless population in Bloomington, and what resources are already available? You know, one thing that I find very interesting is the homeless men that I meet have the hardest time, because most shelters that are set up are for women and children only. And so you talk to a homeless man and say, where are you going to sleep tonight? There's not many options for a homeless man. If you're a woman, and especially if you have children, there'll be places that you can go, but if a man goes to that same center, they're just not allowed in. And so you wonder, well, why do you see so many different homeless men out there on the street? Part of it is the resources that are made available are sometimes designed specifically for women and children, which isn't a bad thing. It's just more a social reality that you might not be aware of, especially if you're doing something like life design. There's different populations of people that are homeless in different circumstances and different resources that are available. And part of it is just knowing, well, how many are single men? How many are families that are homeless? How many have kids that are going to school? Things like that. What I want you to do is by next Thursday, decide which organization, you know, sort of land on the organization that you're going to study. What I'll be talking about next Thursday is research methods. How do you go about gathering the data and coming up with whether you're going to do a survey, whether you're going to collect documents or archival material, or whether you're going to do interviews. And so by next Thursday, I want you to let me know who your organization is. So I guess by Wednesday night at 10 p.m. through Canvas, just email me, like, here's the organization and here's the leader. Like, I want you to, yes.
On Tuesday, we have a chance to, like, meet with our groups once more, because we have our groups in here.
Yeah.
So just, like, talk it over for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. So the key would be picking the organization, and then if you can, talk to the leader, or at least identify, here's the leader that we're going to talk to, and getting permission from them. And if you have any other questions right now, or if you want to spend this time just sort of talking more, you guys can do that.